Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Thursday, April 22nd. What to know about a new federal investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. And we'll update you on what's happening with COVID-19 around the world. Plus, we'll explain the new rules banning protests during this summer's Olympic Games, where shoppers won't even need a credit card and can pay with their palm instead. And what to expect for this year's Earth Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's not about just George Floyd anymore. The U.S. Justice Department is now looking into policies and behavior at the Minneapolis Police Department as a whole, and whether its officers discriminate against any group of people. The new U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland, says investigators will try to find out whether police in Minneapolis violate people's rights through a pattern of excessive force, discrimination, or other behavior, and whether the police department holds its own officers accountable. Depending on what the investigation finds, this could lead to new police training or other changes. The city's police union has not commented. Of course, this announcement came just one day after a jury found former officer Derek Chauvin guilty of murdering George Floyd last May. But this federal investigation is separate from the one still looking into whether Chauvin specifically violated Floyd's civil rights. This new one is supposed to handle potentially systemic policing issues. Just last year, a New York Times analysis found police officers in Minneapolis used force against Black people at 7 times the rate of white people. Now, Minneapolis's police chief says his department is going to fully cooperate. In fact, he says for years, he's been asking the federal government to help him make changes to, quote, make MPD the best department possible. It's not clear how long this investigation is going to last, though. In the past, ones like it have taken years. We have another deadly law enforcement shooting to tell you about today that has local leaders and protesters demanding answers. A sheriff's deputy shot and killed a Black man yesterday in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, about an hour south of Virginia Beach. We know the deputy was executing a search warrant at the time, but other than that, authorities have not said much yet about what happened. Some witnesses say Andrew Brown Jr. was shot while he was trying to drive away, and authorities removed a car from the scene that looked like it had several bullet holes and a broken rear windshield. State investigators are now looking into this. The city council held an emergency meeting about it last night. Some Black council members spoke emotionally about how their community is scared, and they asked investigators to be transparent with the public. Specifically, they want the body cam footage to be released. Meanwhile, a large crowd stood outside, holding signs that said things like Black Lives Matter and Stop Killing Unarmed Black Men. After the meeting, the protests continued with hundreds of people marching through the streets. Some businesses started boarding up their windows in case any of the protests turned violent, but as of early this morning, they were all reported to be peaceful. Even though COVID-19 vaccines are going out all over the globe, the number of new cases is breaking records. The World Health Organization says in the last week, the world added a record-setting 5.2 million new cases. Cases increased week over week in every region of the world except Europe. India is dealing with the biggest increase by a lot. That country recorded about 314,000 new cases yesterday alone. That's the highest single-day case count from one country since the pandemic began more than a year ago. India also reported about 2,000 deaths. More than a dozen hospitals in India's capital are now dealing with an oxygen shortage, and many Indian states and cities are going into lockdown. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., there are clear COVID-19 hotspots, but also places where things are improving quite a bit. 75% of last week's new cases came from just 5 states: Michigan, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Public health officials are pointing to a few reasons for the surges in those states. One, the spread of the more contagious COVID-19 strains, like the one first found in the UK. Two, an increase in younger people getting infected who are often not yet vaccinated. And three, looser restrictions, especially on indoor dining and masking, as well as pandemic fatigue. On the other end of the spectrum, the rate of new COVID-19 cases is lowest in Hawaii and California. So with that, more restrictions are being lifted in those two states. But people are also being told to play it safe by continuing to do things like wear masks and avoid large crowds. The pace of people getting COVID-19 vaccines might be slowing down. About 1.8 million shots were given out on Tuesday, and that's the lowest one-day number in about 2 weeks. And yes, this is even though all American adults are now eligible for vaccines. The demand has softened so much that at certain vaccination sites, they're now allowing walk-ins. Still, just yesterday, President Biden announced Americans have received 200 million shots since he took office. He called it a, quote, incredible achievement for the nation. The president also told companies to give their employees paid time off work to get the shots and to recover from possible side effects. In fact, he says the federal government will reimburse businesses with fewer than 500 workers for the cost of giving people paid vaccine leave. It'll be a special tax credit paid for by part of the last relief plan. And one more thing about COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC just published one of the largest studies on getting vaccinated during pregnancy. It was based on reports from more than 35,000 American women who got either the Moderna or Pfizer shots while pregnant. And it found the vaccines did not seem to affect the rate of miscarriage, premature births, or other complications. Separately this week, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine endorsed getting COVID-19 vaccines while pregnant. Still, the CDC says more evidence is needed, especially when it comes to women who get vaccinated in the early stages of pregnancy. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Ritual. And Ritual's prenatal vitamin is definitely part of my morning ritual. I take it every day without fail. And after the baby is born, I'll switch to their postnatal vitamin. And after that, I'll keep taking their women's multivitamin. I love that Ritual vitamins are scientifically developed to support different life stages. In fact, they're now available for women, men, and teens. And no matter who is taking them, we all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why. And that's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. And you will not find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants in any Ritual products. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always. And you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. If you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll even refund your first order. So get the key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Any kind of athlete protest at this summer's Tokyo Games will be banned. That's the latest from the International Olympic Committee, or IOC. The ban includes raising a fist or taking a knee, as well as making statements about racial or social justice. The new rules apply to both competitions and medal ceremonies, but not news conferences, team meetings, or interviews. If athletes break the rules, they'll face sanctions. The Olympic Committee says it's still coming up with exactly what those sanctions or punishments might be for different offenses, but it says the rules were added to make sure the games are politically neutral and also to protect athletes from what it calls political interference or exploitation. Olympic organizers asked more than 3,500 athletes for their input before settling on these rules. 70% of them said they preferred to keep the focus on sports and not acts of protest. The Olympic Games begin on July 23rd. Instagram is launching a new feature it says will protect its users from bullying and harassment. First, the user has to go to the section of the app called Hidden Words. There, users can customize which words or phrases they want blocked and turn the feature on. Then the tool will filter through direct message requests, and it'll block ones with abusive or offensive content so the user never has to actually see them. The tool is activated only when the DM request is coming from a stranger. It will not filter messages sent by people you're already friends with. Instagram did not set an exact date for when these new features will be available, but says they're expected to launch in the coming weeks. Amazon is rolling out a new Pay with Your Palm feature. It allows shoppers to pay simply by placing their hand over a scanner. The system is called Amazon One. It debuted at a Whole Foods store in Seattle this week, and Amazon plans to expand into other locations soon. Right now, users sign up for Amazon One by scanning their palm at a special kiosk at some of Amazon's physical stores. A credit card or Amazon account is then linked to the palm print, and shoppers can then pay for items without having to get out their wallet or phone. Just wave your hand and go. Amazon says thousands of people have signed up in the last few months. Of course, any system that uses biometric data faces privacy concerns, but Amazon insists the system is secure. Today is the day to celebrate Mother Earth. It's Earth Day. The holiday started more than 50 years ago when millions of Americans protested against the negative impacts of industrial development. Now more than a billion people in almost 200 countries around the world mark this occasion. It's meant as a day to appreciate nature as well as raise awareness about environmental challenges. EarthDay.org says this year's theme is Restore Our Earth. So its focus is on rebuilding ecosystem in natural ways, like by planting trees, and also with green technologies and innovative thinking. EarthDay.org is hosting a virtual event at noon Eastern time today, complete with workshops, performances, panels, and more. There will also be smaller in-person events all around the world, like group cleanups. We posted a link in today's episode notes where you can find an event near you. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about severe drought conditions out west and what it means for the entire country and possibly your wallet. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. If you've been listening for a while, then you've definitely heard me talk about Rothy's. If you haven't heard about this company yet, then let me tell you, I'm a big fan. I'm not only their partner, I'm a returning customer who has gone back to buy more shoes with my own money. It's because they make sure they have super stylish shoes and bags that are also sustainable. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Yep, Rothy's has transformed nearly 100 million bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And the other main reason I go back to Rothy's, their products are high quality and ultra comfortable. In fact, their shoes require zero break-in period. I always wear them right out of the box and never get blisters. I've already had some listeners message me to say how much they now love their Rothy's shoes, and I always love hearing that. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. The western U.S. may be entering its most severe drought in modern history. Groups of California farmers say they're especially concerned about having enough water for their crops. And if farmers cannot water their fields, that could lead to shortages or price hikes at grocery stores all over the country. According to state data, California supplies about two-thirds of the fruits all Americans eat and about a third of the veggies. The severe dry spell also means lakes that people rely on for drinking water are at dangerously low levels. Part of the reason is less snow last winter. Rivers and lakes are typically filled by melting snowpacks. But as CBS News reports, mountainous areas in the Southwest did not get as much snow as normal. The drier winter season also means people in western states are bracing for another severe wildfire season. Scientists say this is the second worst drought the region has experienced in about 1,200 years. So why now? Well, it's twofold. One, scientists say climate change has worsened some of the conditions. And two, there is a natural event going on called La Niña, which brings warm and dry conditions. So what's being done about the drought? California ordered an emergency declaration yesterday that gives officials leeway to enforce conservation efforts and make preparations for possible water shortages. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow with much more news to know. Until then, have a great day.